having a wonderful week. Just want to welcome each and every one of you, those that are here tonight and those that are watching live or at a later date on the video feed. We just welcome each and every one of you. Let's all stand, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Get ready to open our service. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Miss Lori? Oh, goodness. Absolutely. We'll definitely lift. Absolutely. Her and her family. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Great. Great. Absolutely. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken? Brother Thomas? Right. Absolutely. We'll definitely lift that whole situation up. God's going to need to touch. Ms. Tabitha, did I see your hand up? Absolutely. Most definitely will. Anyone else? Brother Thomas? That's okay. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Alrighty. Don't want to miss anyone in the congregation. Alrighty. Anyone on the roster? Nope. I know. Just keep Miss Jennifer too. We're keeping you in our prayers also, Miss Jennifer. Praise God. Absolutely. If you haven't unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this day you've given us, for this opportunity we have to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come to you now, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive your word, dear Lord, ready to receive your Holy Spirit. Lord, as we come together, whether it be here or on our live feed, Lord, we ask that you'll touch each and every prayer request, dear Lord. We know that you can be with those that are had heart attacks, strokes, those that are aged, dear Lord, and the families have to make a decision, dear Lord. There's so many. And for that child, dear Lord, from that accident, dear Lord, we ask you to keep up with her family. Lord, strengthen them, dear Lord, and for her. Dear Lord, we're just asking you to touch each and every situation. Lord, again, for each and every prayer request that's come across, we just give them to you. And Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give him a hand clap and praise. We cannot praise him enough. Amen, amen. I had them help me pick a song tonight, so we want to upbeat. So we're going to go to page 276. Prayer Bells in Heaven. Need y'all to help me sing it too. Praise God.
While we are living in this world of sin,
God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. But before they come up or before we get started, Brother Thomas, hold just a second. Got a couple of announcements. Don't forget, we have an announcement from the Ida Bell Circle. They're having a ladies' conference on Saturday, November 6th. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's over in the Curtis Center. And ladies, you're invited to come. It's also going to be ministered by Jefferson Scott Morrow. Brother Morrow is going to be bringing the message. And it'll be a wonderful time. Since lunch will be served immediately following the service. So it's going to be a busy, wonderful time. And also, I told y'all I would bring the announcement forward. I'll have to do it Sunday for the larger congregation. But also, on the Operation Christmas Child, you know, the shoeboxes we do, we thank each and every one of you that's helped. Also, the deadline for those that have said they were going to turn it in, or whether it be through an offering or through a the monetary offering or through the gifts to help with the shoeboxes. Next Wednesday, November 10th, will be the last opportunity we have to do it. We have to get them ready, get them packed. There's going to be a packing party on Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. And if you'd like to help, if you would get with Sister Elaine, be a wonderful time. We're going to get it all together. We'll get them all packed up, bring them over here to the chapel, and then as we do, we'll ask the church to pray over them, and then we'll get ready to ship them off. So we're really excited. It's been such a great turnout. She also puts in here, and thank you for all the wonderful support for this ministry. Praise God. Any other announcements? Don't forget about, Miss Jennifer, too, about the Christmas presentation she was mentioning earlier. I need to get that written down so I'll remember. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Singers now. Sister Susan, if you would come on up. Then Miss Tabitha, if you want to work your way this way too. And then Miss Jennifer, if you would please. Going the wrong way. Sorry. You're over here tonight. All right. It happened just like he said.
just cried, Lord, that I might see and it happen, just like you said. It happened, like you said, as he cleansed the lepers and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened, just like he said.
Every step that I take, every so glad he knows my name tonight. Just suppose God searched through heaven. He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. But I'm so glad he was willing to drink the bitter cup, though he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me." And I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels from my hands, pull the nails that torment me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
If it hadn't been for that old rugged cross and for our Savior, Jesus Christ, where would we be? Where would we be? Praise God. Bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Again, I'm going to say that. I just love the Lord this evening. Really looking forward to this opportunity I have to stand and bring God's Word to y'all. I love each and every one of you. I am so grateful for y'all being here tonight. And want to keep in mind and keep in our prayers, Brother Eddie and Sister Penny. They've had an opportunity to get away a little bit this week. And I know Brother Eddie was telling me the weather looked perfect for them until I think tomorrow there's some rain coming in over on their side. They're over in Alabama. So let's keep them in our prayer. Keep them safe. The Lord keep them safe. All the others that aren't able to be with us tonight, those that are watching online, again, I want to say welcome. Just open up your Bible with us. Feel free to worship with us, and hopefully the Lord will just bring forth, I know the God's going to get His Word will go forth, and that's what it's all about. So if you would, I'm going to get right into the message this evening. I'm going to ask you to turn to Joshua 24, and we're going to be coming from verses 14 and 15. We're going to go ahead and when you get there, just say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless His word tonight? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. And Miss Jennifer just left, so let's keep her in our prayers. I know she's not feeling well. She came just to help tonight on the piano. Such a blessing to all of us. And I just like to take a moment and just recognize all of those that play the instruments with us, those that are in the sound box and working the live feed and all the technical side of this. Our service is so wonderfully blessed with the talent God sent for us. And we love each and every one of y'all. And also, I never want to miss, every other weekend, the children have a Bible study downstairs, and the teens have their class. And then every other week, they do the children's drama is going on the same night on Wednesday nights, and the teens meet. So let's always pray for those ministries and for those teachers and wonderful people that work with our children, because they are so much appreciated. I don't think they get enough recognition. So we just always want to mention that. So as we get ready, and we read the scripture tonight and the title, and I just says, you know, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love that scripture. I've used it many times. As those of you that's been to my house and know, we were very blessed when we built our house, or when it was built. We were able to invite people from the church. The pastor and a few other people came over, and we had our house dedicated to the Lord and His anointing. As a matter of fact, one of our housewarming gifts is a knocker on the front, and it says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I know I use that scripture very often, but I want to go into a subject this evening. But first, I'm going to go back a little bit on Joshua. As you know, this is the closing chapter of Joshua. And as his tenure comes, and the Lord had him bring forth the announcements to the people. One thing he did, and God gave him the wording, was to remind them everything that He had done for them. And it just said that back in 13, and it says, "And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which ye built not. And ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted, or did you not eat, that you did not plant and eat." He was just talking about all His gifts and the many things. And as I use this scripture tonight to start, because in my heart, to get into our message, and I know this is a Wednesday night service, and I thank y'all for being here again, but the title of this service is, "Who Do You Serve?" Our message tonight. And I want us to look at that for a minute. As we look at scripture, there's multiple scriptures I'd like to go to tonight, Lord willing, but if not, it's all in His will. Brother Chris and I were talking about that earlier. It's all in God's hands. But when I ask you, who do you serve? And I know as we think about it, there's an opportunity that we have to think about what we do in our life and where we are and what God has done for us. And that's exactly what Joshua was doing here. But he said, if you do not see fit to serve the Lord, then choose who you will. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And the reason this message came from, there was a question I heard asked. And it kind of goes into, I'm a sports fan to a point, and they call a situation a Monday morning quarterback. After you've seen the game, The next day, you can analyze it and say, they should have did this. Well, listen to my grammar. They should have done this. They should have done that. But also, I heard the question asked, who's your God on Mondays? You know, we got church time. We have Sunday morning, hopefully Sunday school for everybody. Our morning service, Sunday night. We're very blessed here to have a Sunday night service and a Wednesday night still. But when you ask that question, who's your God on Monday mornings? Where is your life? Where's your priorities? What are we going through in this busy time? And it just says, who do you serve? This may seem like an easy question to answer to y'all or to some and those watching online, but I know this message has got a reason, because God would not let me change from the scripture that I had been given. God has a plan for each and every one of us, and his love for us, just like they sang. If it hadn't have been for that old rugged cross, if it hadn't been for God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that came to pay a debt that we could not pay. We have to look at this, but you know, as we hear the question, and we look at it so many times, and I just wrote down the things in our daily walk. You know, I'm busy. You know, life is busy. It's a busy time. We got work. We got play things we need to do. We have our kids, our grandkids. We got that TV schedule. I don't know about y'all, but thank goodness for DVRs, but we got to figure out how to get those shows in there. We got sports that we like to watch or listen to. We have family. And then in our families, there's so many things going up. There's trials and situations that come up with family. Then we have the sickness going around. There's so many that's been ill and going through so many things. And I said this last time I stood up here, and Brother Eddie and I've talked about it, and our Friday morning men's group, we prayed about it. But it seems like our text blast, and I know it's easier with social media to get messages out and to ring out to other people and find out who needs help and who needs that. But there's so many situations, and I just thank God that people feel free to say, I need prayer. I need help. But that's because God loves them, and he loves us, and he puts people in our lives, whether we can serve them in what any kind of capacity that we would want to, that we can do, whether it's praying for them or it's checking on them, taking them food or knowing if they need transportation or the different things that we do. So when I say, who do you serve? And I ask that question, it's also that same question that I'm going to ask again. Who's your Monday morning God? Who do you serve on Monday mornings? Is it still God? Or did we just do and get through that situation? Well, it's not church time, so Sunday's over with. Now we get back to our routine, and we don't pick up the Lord again until either Wednesday night or some people the next Sunday, or maybe 2 or 3 weeks thereabout. So when we do serve the situation, and I just kind of want to put it this way, what's first in your life? Brother Eddie hit on that the other day. He's talking about being on that stranded island. He's the first thing he wants is Jesus Christ, the Lord with him. Then he mentioned he wants his coffee. And I know it got a sticker, but the first thing is God. Where do we want to be? Who do we want to rule our life? Who do we serve? What direction do we want to go in 24/7? And I hope we can all say, I want to follow the Lord. And I want to be in his will. Now, yes, life goes on. And I want to say this to everybody here. God does not intend. It's okay to have vacations. It's okay to work. It's okay to go through the situations that we are. But when we start our day with the Lord and we ask him with us, it talks about being continuous in prayer, continuous with the Lord on our mind. The first thing we want to go to is when something happens, is I hope we crawl out to the Lord and say, I need you. I hope that's who we serve. That God knows us so well that we not only does he know us, but we know his voice. And we know everything about him. So who do we serve? I'm using we because that's me too. This is check me, because I want to talk to you about some things. I am real loyal to my job. Yes, I'm semi-retired, but now I'm doing, I was working there part-time, and now they give me another part-time job at the same company, so I'm blessed. I can do it all through the same system. But I am loyal to my company. I try to be a good employee. I want to be there on time. I want to do my job as I feel that it needs to be done. I try. I'm one of those that if they say do a little extra, I'm not. I want to say I'm always willing to do it. I may have a little sneer on my face every once in a while, but I don't mind doing the job they want me to do. And it's, I'm loyal to my country. I'm a veteran. I served, and I'm really proud of that, but also to my country. I believe in voting. I believe in the things that we need to do and everything that we're for. And also, I want to be loyal to my family. You know, I've always said it's God, family, then work. And that's the way I want to structure my life. Do I get messed up? Yes. Do I put things in the wrong priorities? Yes. But I thank God for being a forgiving God and giving me His love and His direction. And I also thank it when He checks me and says, Jim, you need to get back over here. I need you. Or when I start trying to do too much on my own and I finally say, Lord, I've messed this up. Will you take it? Because I want to serve Him so well that not only am I willing to do what He wants me to do, and we've talked about it in our church service. Like I said, there's Sunday school teachers in here. There's special ministries. There are those that have paid their dues in so many ways, but they just keep on keeping on for the Lord. And that's what I want to do. And also, as I say this, I want to be loyal to my friends. My brethren here at church are the people that I've met over my life. Sure, there are people that I called friend at one time that I would still say they're my friend, even though we haven't seen each other in years. But I believe that opportunity I have, if we ever met back up, would be just like we never missed. And that's why I want to serve God that way. I want to be that vessel that He can use. And as we talk about this, and I was thinking about it, I told Brother Chris earlier, we just talked for a minute back there, Miss Julie. I want to flip over to Matthew 22. And if y'all feel like flipping with me, you can. I think they're going to put it up on the screen. Matthew 22, and it's verses 14 and 15. Excuse me, 34 through 40. And I'm not going to read it right this second until I set a little groundwork. Y'all know that as Jesus was teaching in His ministry, there were those that wanted Him to stumble. They wanted to find things out about Him. As it turned out, trying to persecute Him, trying to destroy His ministry, try to say there's no way that He is the Son of God or the Messiah. They wanted anything they could do. There were those that would go out, just like they did John the Baptist, just like they did the disciples. They wanted to question them and all the things. But as we read in 22, there were so many questions that Jesus was given. The Sadducees first, and they would throw parables at Him. And Jesus would answer with parables, or they would throw questions at Him. And then He would answer back. They would talk about the eldest brother's wife. Then he died, and then the wife went to the second brother all the way through the seventh. And they were asking Jesus about it. And then after He answered them, and the Sadducees, it said they were quieting down, the Pharisees picked up on this, and they came and asked Him a question. And they asked Him about the coins, I believe it was, and then though the resurrection. And then the Pharisees, and as He had heard them, He put everything they had done. A lawyer of the Pharisees came, and I'm just going to read this real quick, 34 I think it was. But when the Pharisees had heard that He had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked Him a question, tempting Him and saying, see, they're constantly tempting Him. They're constantly finding fault with Him. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That is such powerful scripture. That's really where this message started off, y'all, earlier this week. This has been on my mind about God and what Jesus said about that we would love God and that we would love Him. Shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. If that is a commandment to me and that's the direction that I'm supposed to live, then when I answer the question, who do you serve, it should be God. It should be the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be the answer to that question for me as I read this. This is the first and great commandment. Then, of course, you could analyze that next 39. It says, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, I know if we take love and we take our dedication to God and everything that we do, you take all the laws. We talked about the Ten Commandments a couple of years ago, one of the messages we went through. If you read the Ten Commandments and you use the word love for each and every one of those, you're not going to break the Ten Commandments. Because you're not going to have other idols. You're not going to worship false gods. You're not going to go into the situation where there's so many things that it says not to do. And that's that perfect love that God gave each and every one of us. If I love Miss Elaine, my wife, and I do, then my attention should be to her. I love God like I do my attentions to Him. Do I falter? Do I fail? Have I stumbled? Yes, I am a sinner saved by grace. But I'll be honest with you, my direction in this question tonight, who do you serve, is heavy on my heart. Because I want to serve the Lord till He calls me home. Till the last breath I have, I want to serve Him one way or the other. Whether it's just in my daily walk, if it's on the job. I told you that I want to be loyal at work. I want to be loyal to my country, to my friends, to my family. I want to be loyal to each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to be there for you. I want to serve the Lord in whatever direction He wants me to do. And I've said it many, many times. If it's picking up bubblegum wrappers or if it's doing something else, I want to be a willing vessel God can use. Brother Tony, wonderful message, and I'll never forget it, about the lighthouse. He wanted to be that vessel that the Lord's light shines through, and that means so much to me. I've thought about that constantly, just like, who will I serve? As for me and my house, we want to serve the Lord. So we have to be cautious. We have to be careful in what we do. To put God first in all I am and who I am. I thought about that today as I wrote that down. To put God first is a statement. But to put Him first in all that I am and who I am. I want more than I could ever explain to y'all to do God's will. I want to be that vessel that He can use. Whether I can, it's not necessarily preaching, it's not necessarily teaching. I know each and every one of us have different techniques. There are those that want to hear a certain way of the words presented. There are those that want certain things. But I am who I am. And God didn't tell me that I had to qualify in a certain area. He said He would qualify me in anything that He wants me to do. So I want to be in His will. I never want to step out of His will. Now, I'm talking a lot about me for a minute. But please put yourself in that same situation. We have singers. We have people that play instruments. We have Sunday school teachers, as I mentioned. We have church secretaries, administrators. We have all these people that do so much here. We have those that are willing to do whatever God wants me to do. I talked about the technical people in the back. Right now, they're sitting back there ready for me to change scripture, ready to flip that on, or if there's a song. There's so many different things they do. The soundboard. There's something constantly going on. They had an issue with the Wi-Fi tonight. I hope it's still working. But I wanted to get into this message a little deeper. But even though it's a Wednesday night crowd, I know there are people watching online, and hopefully God will use this message somewhere. But there's another faction that I want to add to this. It's another scripture. And I'm going to let you off, if you would, flip to Isaiah 55. And that's where we're going to really get into the meat of what I would like to discuss tonight. Isaiah 55, Isaiah is powerful to me. In my studies, I am not proficient in the Word of God as I would like to be. I'm not a theologian. But it seemed like every time I read it, it changes. It just highlights what God knows I need to hear. And I want to say this, and I feel like I'm going fast tonight, but my heart really wants to get this to this point. As I talked about, who do you serve? And we read in the beginning in Joshua and the way it talks about that he was going to serve the Lord. But if we go to chapter 55, there's a lot here. But I'm only going to do part of it. And I'm going to ask you to go to verse 6. And we'll read a couple of those verses there for a minute. But for anyone that's listening, anyone here tonight that hasn't checked yourself or you feel like the Lord says something or you're not where you should be, it's not too late. Our salvation is not too late. God has, as long as we've got breath, as long as we can call out the Lord's name, and I'm a firm believer that as long, because I know in Scripture where there were two thieves on the side of Jesus Christ, and one of them said, Lord, do not forget me. And He says, you will be with me in paradise. That's what Jesus told him. And that means so much to me because there's still time for any of us. But as I ask you, who do you serve? Then we're going to start off in 6. If you've stumbled or you've fallen or if there's anyone watching that's not given their life to the Lord and you think, well, it's too late, I'm too bad or I'm too dirty, it's too late in my life, you don't know who I am. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. All of us have a past. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, we all have a future. And you can too. And that's what this is about tonight, even for us in this congregation. There's a time now when we get so busy, as I mentioned in life. I'll be honest with you. There are times I have sat down to open the Bible, and Miss Elaine's woke me up and said, it's time to go to bed. And I couldn't tell you if I'd have read the first word because I was out of it. And then that situation, okay, well, I'm going to get up early and read. And then things come up apart, and all of a sudden you got to be at work earlier. You get a text, you got to get in there, there's an issue or something along that line. But God still loves us. And as long as we're willing vessels and that he will use us and we want to put him first. But I want to read this real quick because it's so important to me. In this walk we've got and if this struggle that we're having, if you really want to serve the Lord or you really want to understand more, is the very first word starts so much right here. And there's been a lot of messages preached in this little section because I've got notes all through here. But it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Today is the day of salvation. We can seek the Lord, even in our struggles. Okay, I'm saved. I've been baptized. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm struggling with my walk. Lord, I have just gone about my life, and I've not dedicated. I'm not serving you as I should be. It's still time to call on the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. He is right here with us today. And he is calling our names. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to do it. Whatever capacity. That doesn't mean you're going to have to stand up here and speak. That doesn't mean you're going to have to do all the other things that I guess people think, well, if I do this, I've talked to some folks. I talked to someone the other day. I said, you would be a great Sunday school teacher. And the first thing, they were talking about the Bible. And the first thing they said, oh, no. I don't talk in front of people. And I said, it just takes one. You just sit down with one person and just let them know what you're seeing. It's the God will use you if you're a willing vessel. And as I think about this, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, now this is repentance. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. That forgiveness we talk about, that pardon we're talking about, that, just think about it. No matter who you are, what you've been through, or where you're at today, Jesus died for all of us. That precious blood was shed for all of us. When we stumble and fall, he'll pick us back up and say, Lord, forgive me. And if you've not given your life over to the Lord, if you've not accepted him as your Savior, now is the day to do it. Now is the time to say, Jesus, I need you. I want what they're talking about. I want to see that joy and that peace that passes all understanding. I want to be there for you. It says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts and let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and to our God for he will abundantly pardon. Listen to this. Riches of grace. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Being willing to serve God, being willing to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has got to be the most exciting thing that any of us could even consider doing. And again, first thing that comes up is, who, me? But being a servant doesn't mean that God's going to put you in a place that he's not going to prepare you for. He's not going to provide. Even Moses said, when he was told that he would go to Pharaoh, what did he say? I can't talk. God says, I got this. He's got it all under control. Everything that we hear of so many different, in the Bible, the apostles, the prophets, so many things that God just directed and guided. He gave them what to do. Can you imagine? But for you and I to serve the Lord is such a blessing and it's such an honor. There are so many places that I would like to go into tonight. I know we're short on time. And I'm not trying to cut us short, but I want to take a minute and just really think about it. What are you loyal to? What is your normal routine? Your kids, your grandkids, as I said, whether it be your job, and I mentioned country, friends, your church. But the most important thing is to serve the Lord and be loyal to Him. Be His child. Be willing to do what He says. I know, I've been there. My parents, my dad worked 6 days a week growing up, and I think that was standard at that time. You lay half a day on Saturday. He was in the finance business. When he'd get home on Saturdays, he'd bring us some lunch meat and all. He'd normally a big treat for us. He'd get a loaf of bread and some bologna and one of those little cakes, those little spice cakes he used to call it. That was a treat for my sister and I. But when Mom and Dad went to the store, our job was to get the house clean. We had chores we had to do. And yes, chores doesn't hurt anybody. But we had chores we had to do. And granted, there were times when Mom and Dad left, and I knew it was about time for them to get back, we thrashed to get it done before they got in the house. We figured out a way just to push the issue. But I don't want to do that with God. I want to be a willing vessel from the beginning to the end. I want us to be willing. I know y'all are being here tonight. It's your choice. Nobody made you come. Nobody's making you watch this message tonight. And I want you not to listen to me. I want you to listen to the word that's read. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. There's an opportunity we have in this day and time. We've heard it preached. You see it so many times in the ministries. These times are growing short. But nobody knows the day and hour. But yet we heard prayer for a child that was in a wreck, a family that was in a wreck. We don't know when that's going to happen. We don't know if God's got us another minute or another hour or another day. But if we dedicate our life to Him and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus did all the work. He's paid a debt that we could not pay. I'll never forget it was one of the presentations that the young people put on, and I'm not really sure which season it was. Might have been Easter, but they had a old school hospital scale. Now, I'm old enough to remember these, but you'd get on the scale and it had a rod going up, and they'd slide the weights back and forth, and it was an old scale. And it had, we were using young people in the play, and they'd get up there and stand on it. And all of a sudden, the sins are being read out. All the things they'd gone through. And it was being weighed out against their life. Everything they'd done in their life. And before the sentence could be read, Jesus Christ stepped up and said, I've got this. Seek Him while He may be found. Let the Lord take our lives, correct it. If we're not serving Him as we should be today, and each and every one of us are different, I'm not saying that you've got to, I am saying it. Dedicate it to the Lord. Say, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? Serving Him could be when you're in line and that poor cashier or that waitress is working herself, trying to handle everybody, that we're the ones that give her a smile and say, bless you. We know you're doing a good job. Keep it up. Or maybe we're the ones when something happens and you see somebody drop a wallet or drop a dollar bill, you return it to them. Maybe that's serving the Lord. Christians have a reputation and should have a reputation of love. Just like we read, what was that second commandment you read? Is love your neighbor as yourself. Maybe that's how we serve. Maybe that's what God wants us to do. And I, like I said, I know it's a Wednesday night crowd, and I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for your patience. But if I could only explain what I'm trying to say, there's so many places that I want to bring this through to us, and there's so much more scripture, and some of y'all that are deeper Bible studiers and, you know, scholars than I am know much more than I'm trying to say here. But just know that love God with all your heart. Accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Be willing to serve and do what God would have us to do. So when I ask you, who do you serve? And we know Sunday's okay, check. But what about Monday morning? What about Tuesday? Wednesday, okay, I can go to midweek service. What about Thursday? What about the Friday nights and Saturday nights? What about the things that we do? Let's be willing to serve the Lord and do His bidding. And give Him all the glory for everything that we do and everything that we are. Let's all just stand. I know it's a small crowd tonight, but I thank you for your attention. Most of all, I thank the Lord for His word. Because all I could do, if I just read His word, that's sufficient as far as I'm concerned. We just let His word go forth and let the Lord know how much we love Him. And let Him just feast off of what He has for us. I'm going to ask you now, if you will, if there's anyone that needs prayer tonight. I know it's a Wednesday night. If anyone that needs situation. I know we've had a lot of spoken prayer requests. If there's anyone watching online that has a prayer request, please put it in the comments section. If there's anyone that has any special needs, well, let's all just bow our heads. With no one looking around, everyone with your eyes closed, if there's anyone here that needs prayer tonight, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your name. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. Dear Lord, may we seek you. Lord, may we turn our lives completely over to you during this holiday season as we prepare for everything, all the busy hustle and bustle. Lord, may we put you first in every celebration. Put you first in everything that we do, dear Lord, from our finances to our homes to our job. Everything that we do, dear Lord, we ask for you to keep us safe as we travel back and forth. Lord, we just love and praise you. Dear Lord, now as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, I ask you to keep us safe. Again, dear Lord, thank you for those in the ministry here and all that they do for serving you, dear Lord, and for our pastor and his family. Strengthen them on their vacation. Keep them safe as they come home. Lord, be with our services this weekend, dear Lord, of the ladies' luncheon they're having with Brother Marles. He gets ready to bring forth that message. We ask for you to touch them. Lord, we just love and praise you, dear Lord, for each and every hand that was raised. Lord, you know their needs. You know their situations, and we're placing them into your mighty hands. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all be careful going home this evening. Love each and every one of you.